This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Please find a comfortable seat and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a moment to notice what's on the surface of your mind and your body. Now think about something that makes you angry. Go right on in to the story of the anger. What happened? Who said what? What was the moment that made you feel most infuriated, most enraged? Stoke the fire of your anger with the story. Go over and over it. Let it rise in your body. Now stay with the story, but also notice what you feel in your body. When you relive the moment that makes you angriest, where do you feel it? What muscles tighten? Is it just in one place, or do you feel it in multiple zones in your body? What happens to your breath? Let the story continue to inform the physical sensations of your anger. Now, what happens if you stay with the physical sensations of anger and begin to let go of the story? Refocus from the narrative of what happened to what's happening right now, in this room, in your breath and in your body. Notice the emotion as an emotion. It's one you've felt before. We all have. You'll feel it again. It doesn't need this particular story to live in your body. It was yours before the thing happened, and it will be yours as long as you live. Feel your anger, rather than thinking about it. The emotion may start to slip away, and the story may start to come back. Maybe other stories begin to arise as well. That's okay. Of course they are in relationship to each other. But continually shift your attention back to your body in this moment. What does your anger feel like? Where is it? Does it move? Does it change as the story softens in your mind? If judgment arises, that's okay too, but recognize it as a part of the story, a part of the narrative about your anger. Refocus back to the present, in your body, in the emotion. And what else is there? As you explore your anger in the present moment, do other emotions also come up? Feelings are rarely pure in themselves and all alone. They are often all balled up with other things too. Do you feel any sensations you associate with sadness? Fear? Anxiety? Shame? A hint that there may be something here you're trying to avoid is if the narrative comes back full force. Words, even in our own minds, can sometimes protect us from feeling. Do your best to breathe your way back into the body, letting the words soften without needing to push them away or shut them down. Now take another deep breath in through your nose and release it out of your mouth. Bring your hands together and lightly rub them until you can feel a bit of heat coming between your palms. Then press your hands into the earth and imagine the heat of your anger and any other emotions that came up for you releasing into the ground below you to be recycled into some other kind of energy. Keep your hands on the ground, and with your eyes closed, imagine a cool rain over your body. Soft droplets of cool water running over your skin, cleansing the residue of your anger from your body, returning the energy to the earth. When this feels complete to you, gently release your hands from the ground and give them a light shake. You may need to sit for a moment longer in the quiet, or perhaps journal anything that came up for you as you spent time listening to and learning from your own anger. Take your time to return to your day.